1480 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. He's staying in. The White House denying reports President Biden is thinking about dropping out of the race following his poor debate performance. Aides also say the president is talking with Democratic leaders and governors who voice concern about his health and ability to win.
President Biden and Vice President Harris called into an all-staff campaign meeting to give their team a pep talk after last week's debate. According to sources familiar with the call, the president and vice president talked about the stakes of the election during their remarks. At the White House today, Chief of Staff Jeff Zients also held an all-staff call, emphasizing the importance of sticking together as a team. Molly Nagel, ABC News, the White House.
Hurricane Beryl taking aim at Jamaica today. Beryl's outer bands already battering the island as residents and tourists brace for a direct hit. Millions of Americans taking to the skies and hitting the road today for July 4th destinations. The TSA says it expects to see a record number of passengers pass through security checkpoints at airports nationwide. This is ABC.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden returns to Wisconsin this week. He plans to campaign in Madison on Friday. Today, Biden meets privately with leading Democrats concerned about his debate performance last week. After some divisive rulings and recent scandals, civic engagement groups say U.S. Supreme Court justices are doing a bad job policing themselves. Sarah Harris is with the group Stand Up America.
Chief Justice Roberts and others put out a sort of suggestion list of ethics, but it's not binding. So it sort of leaves it up to other people on the court to decide if or when there is an ethical issue. And as we've seen, the ethical issues continue to happen.
Americans tell pollsters they'd like term limits for U.S. Supreme Court justices. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Fireworks are canceled in the Sauk Prairie area. Fire on the River, their big 4th of July celebration, was scheduled for this Friday and Saturday. The Wisconsin River is flooded there. Frankly, some people were expecting this announcement when they would drive by and see just how high the water is. It's now been rescheduled to August 2nd and 3rd. There's one part of the celebration that remains. That's the Eagle Chase Run on Saturday morning. And some traffic alerts around here if you're headed out of town for the 4th. These are the spots where they're in the middle of construction. In Columbia County, 39-1994 is down to two lanes near the bridge over the Wisconsin River. In Jefferson County, be on the lookout for shifting traffic patterns on 90-94 bridges near Lake Mills. In Monroe County, near Toma, the interstate is down to two lanes. And in Sauk County, 90-94 has two lanes open between the Dells and Portage. Remember, 511WI.gov always has you covered. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
The crew beat the Rockies.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers were down 3-2 heading into the ninth and clawed their way back to a 4-3 victory over the Rockies, their 26th comeback win of the season. Willie Adames with a clutch sacrifice fly.
We are competitors over here. We're always going to be fighting, and we're never going to give up, you know. And, you know, hopefully we can continue to do that until the end. And, you know, I'm proud of the boys.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, that last inning, I mean, we were fortunate too, but, you know, give our guys credit. You know, we left some guys on base. We didn't really get the big hit. That's baseball, man. That's how you play offense.
NBA, the Bucks introduced their two new players, guard A.J. Johnson, forward Tyler Smith, picked up in the draft. Head coach Doc Rivers asked, what advice does he have for a couple of 19-year-old kids who have to compete with veterans like Giannis and Damian Lillard?
To be competitive. Don't be awestruck. Look everybody in the eye. Respect all veterans and then try to kick their butt.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny, slightly muggy, and much warmer. As highs today climb to the mid-80s. Turning partly cloudy for tomorrow, shots of showers and thunderstorms swing through the state, especially into the evening. And rainfall totals could be high. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 84 degrees at our studios.
Every business seeks an advantage, whether it's having the best location, hiring top talent, or spotting trends before they happen. And now, the United States Postal Service can give your business a new advantage. Introducing USPS Ground Advantage. Reliable and affordable 2 to 5 day package shipping. It's the advantage you need at the price you want. Get the Ground Advantage at usps.com/advantage. The United States Postal Service, delivering for America.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media Sports Director Jimmy Cuska for a talk about the show The Boys. And the Artistic Director of Door County's Peninsula Players, Linda Fortunato, talks about their new season.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lawball Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. A whopper of a Wednesday edition, Dom. It's debatey party eve up in here.
Happy hump day, Crudy debate eve. Certainly exciting. Lots going on today. Thank you to our fair audience, 844-967-2789. Rich hitting all the buttons on the board. Thank you, sir, as well.
Dominic, New Marquette University Law School polling. Oh. You know how excited I get about these snapshots in history.
You're such a nerd.
Here's the top line. It's very, very close.
Oh, shocking. It's close. It's going to be close.
Between Biden and Trump, we have a well-booked show. You're welcome. Of course, when there's new Marquette University Law School polling, got to have the pollster extraordinaire, Charles Franklin. He'll go inside the numbers in the 5 o'clock happy hour. And old friend Bill Press, he's coming back in the happy hour as well. And Joel Walsh, my Republican buddy, we introduced you, but I understand you're going to trash talk him right out of the gate because he doesn't Twitter follow you.
I sent him a message saying, hey, man, you said you're going to follow us on Twitter, so get on that. So we'll see what happens. Yeah, Joel Walsh coming at 4 o'clock. Going to be a fun day today.
He ran for president against Donald Trump. I think he can handle you on Twitter, but we'll see.
You will see.
Dom, here's the real question. Here's the lead in the great state of Wisconsin. Who's the leaker and why? And what the hell is Crudy talking about?
Crudy, breaking news. Wisconsin Watch. This one came up right before the show. I saw this one flagged out there. Jack Kelly reporting at Wisconsin Watch. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will hear a lawsuit filed by Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin that asks the court to declare that access to abortion is a right protected by the state constitution, according to a draft order obtained by Wisconsin Watch.
What?
The draft order also indicates that the court has decided to deny an effort from a coalition of anti-abortion groups, Wisconsin Right to Life, Wisconsin Family Action, and Pro-Life Wisconsin, to intervene in the case, but will allow them to file a brief opposing the lawsuit. Chief Justice Annette Ziegler told Wisconsin Watch, quote, "This is not a public order. I am not in a position to release any further information. The court's other six justices did not reply to questions from Wisconsin Watch about the draft order. Uh-oh. What's going on here, Crudy?
What sort of a ship is she running over there, Ziegler, the chief justice? I mean, we've got a leak. Is it Alito again?
It can't possibly. Wrong Supreme Court. Jack Kelly continues. The case offers the court's four-member liberal majority the chance to issue a potentially broad ruling that could include sweeping protections for access to abortion. Now, the draft order obtained by Wisconsin Watch does not include any concurring or dissenting opinions, leaving it unclear which justices voted for or against accepting the case. Oral arguments in the case likely won't happen until after the court's next term starts in the fall.
Why would this be shocking whatsoever, except the leaking aspect? This is not shocking.
Who would leak it and why?
Well, it's got to be a righty. Because right. The lefties, right. As far as this court goes, the lefties control the court. They can make this decision. There's no harm in making this decision, taking direct original jurisdiction on this case, right? So if they wanted to do it, you know, there's no hurry to go tell the public. Unless you're an outraged righty and, you know, you want people to know they're not accepting Wisconsin Right to Life's attempt to join in this lawsuit. You know, you got to let the right know how to go and drumbeat this properly on right-wing talk radio.
Well, those that were denied the intervention in the case, although we'll be allowed to file a brief opposing the lawsuit, but someone there, you think that's the motivation on the right? Let everyone know this liberal court is denying their opportunity to intervene in the Planned Parenthood case.
Well, apparently, what would motivate the left, any of the justices or their staff? Because presumably, it wasn't one of the justices directly. Was it Ziegler? Question mark. Bad Bradley, was it? So one must assume it was the staff. So somebody's staffer, probably an important staffer, with or without the boss's consent, leaked this out to Wisconsin Watch. And I'm not sure, have we verified that Wisconsin Watch doesn't have a political bent to it? Like, are we sure that this isn't a conservative outlet? And, you know, I appreciate the fact that they are breaking the news, but this is not one of my go-tos, Dom. And I just want to clarify, because, you know, if it is, one must wonder who wanted it in Wisconsin Watch. But either way, it's out there. And it was a righty, I assert.
According to Wisconsin Watch, the About Us, they are a nonpartisan, nonprofit investigative news outlet. We increase the quality and quantity of investigative reporting in Wisconsin while training current and future investigative journalists. Our work fosters an informed citizenry and strengthens democracy. Currently have reporters in Madison, Milwaukee, and Oshkosh, of other members and of our robust editorial and business teams located across the state. We collaborate and share content with mainstream and niche media across Wisconsin and the nation, 501c3, and a founding member of the Institute for Nonprofit News, and so on and so forth. Now, these guys are on my radar. They're one of my 35, 36, whatever, sites that I regularly go to. So my impression is that they're pretty down the middle, but I guess I haven't thought much beyond my impression.
Checking out their board of directors right now. That can be a tell as well. I'm not real clear. But anyways, my only point would be is if they are a advocating news source, let's say, as we occasionally do here, we have a point of view. Well, it'd be good to know who leaked it to them. Like, how did they get their hands on this? Obviously, they got a source in one of these offices. Someone wanted this out there. And I haven't seen this broadly reported, Dom. This apparently a scoop. And we've shared it with you.
I would say this, Crudy. The Statehouse reporter at Wisconsin Watch, Jack Kelly. Now, he's the one who released this. He covers the legislature and Wisconsin Supreme Court, obviously. He's worked in the past at the Cap Times, if that tells you.
Oh, at the Cap Times. Well, presumably, he's not a... Although Blaska writes an occasional column for the Cap Times, does he not? You know, they'll accept anyone, apparently, Dom. But I would presume there's probably a left lean, or at least a straight journalistic lean, on Mr. Kelly's work. So perhaps not an advocating source. They didn't go run to Wright, Wisconsin, or Widgerson's outfit, or whatever it's called. But anyways, Dom, my assertion... It only makes sense that the right leaked this. They're trying to activate the base. They're trying to gin up some opposition. They're trying to fundraise. They're trying to get the foot soldiers out. Left doesn't need to. They got the majority.
Jesse Poyen also, now she is a journalist over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, I think also formerly with the Cap Times.
She was.
She retweeted this today when she retweeted Jack Kelly's article that Chief Justice and Ziegler says she's asked law enforcement to investigate the leak, and all seven justices condemn the breach. Quote, today, Jesse said this from, attributed this to Chief Justice Annette Ziegler. Quote, today the entire court was shocked, Crudy, to learn that a confidential draft document was ostensibly leaked to the press. I've contacted law enforcement to request a full investigation be conducted. We are all united behind this investigation to identify the source of the apparent leak. The seven of us condemn this breach. Jesse tweeted out today as well.
Well, at least 6.5 of you do. there might be a guilty party on the court, Dom. I mean, and remember when the Dobbs draft came out? And we had lots of speculation. It only made sense to me that that was Alito, but Alito wrote the opinion for the court. And it, of course, reversed abortion. But there was a question of whether or not this 5-4 vote, whether or not you wanted to block in all your votes, you know, keep the pressure on, not let anyone off the hook. And it was quite interesting to me that the U.S. Supreme Court justices did not testify. Did not give any testimony under oath as to whether or not they leaked the document. And I heard people...
Not much of an investigation if, like, you know, some of the main players that have no comment.
Well, that seems quite true, Dom. And yeah. Maggie Dawn, a friend of ours, she's going to be on the fine panel tomorrow night with us at the Barrymore Theater. Did I mention big party tomorrow night? It's debate night. And also panel discussion night. Maggie Dawn will be a part. But she clerked with a federal judge. And she told me, there's no freaking way that someone went rogue. It's too prestigious a job. It's a stepping stone to something in their future. No one's going to wreck their whole career without the boss's consent. Know what I mean? Somebody's clerk did so with permission, perhaps with a good swift kick from the boss. Hey, go let this one out. And I've always suspected... It was you, Fredo. I knew it the whole time. Folks, we're the Devil's Advocates. You can be a part. It's going to be a big show today. We've got a fine guest list. Joe Walsh at 4. Bill Press at 5. Charles Franklin, New Marquette University Law School polling. Maybe we'll do a little digging on that. He's coming at 5:30, going inside the numbers. And you could be a part. This whole big whopper of a Wednesday show at 844-967-2789. And did we mention... Big event at the Barrymore Theater tomorrow night. Debate. Party. You're going to be there.
Mad Radio, WMDX. Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
DevilRadioSwag.com. You've asked for it for over a decade. We've finally gotten off our dead ass and responded. DevilRadioSwag.com. T-shirt and Dom's favorite slimming black, white, or gray. DevilRadioSwag.com. Crew necks, hoodies, coffee mugs, exclusive merchandise of the greatest radio show ever, only at the DevilRadioSwag.com, because we got bills too.
Hey, Brad from Zero Res Madison here. What's the best way to clean your carpet? Well, not surprisingly, it's the same way you clean your clothes. You wouldn't clean a dirty shirt by running a white cloth over the top of it, nor would you try to get it clean by sprinkling chemicals and rubbing it in. For a real clean, you need hot water, agitation, and a cleaning agent, just like your laundry. For a fresh, healthy clean with no residue, call Zero Res Madison or schedule online. Zero Res, spell it forward or backward, it's the right way to clean.
Do you like Delta 8? It'd be cooler if you did. We proudly announced the Devil's Advocates have partnered with Herbal Aspect to bring your newest Delta 8 favorites, Devil's Gummies, exclusively at herbalaspect.com. Legal for consumption by adults, they may be mailed directly to your home. Always use Devil Radio at checkout to let Herbal Aspect know where you heard them. Order today for delivery. Devil's Gummies and Devil Radio exclusive specials only from herbalaspect.com. Code Devil Radio.
Hey folks, Stephanie Miller here. As an enlightened progressive, you know how important it is to do business in accordance with your politics. That's why Solidarity Realty is my favorite real estate firm in Madison. Solidarity Realty is a local independent realty company that lives their values. They provide outstanding expertise and protect your best interests while building community and promoting sustainability and diversity. Viva la resistance! Find them today at SolidarityRealty.com. And don't forget, tell them Stephanie Miller sent you.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Think you know politics? Again, welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
Radio, so happy hump day to us all. Big debate starting tomorrow, but you can join us today on the lines 844-967-2789. Joel Walsh at 4, Bill Press at 5 p.m. Charles Franklin are going to go behind the numbers. The Marquette University Law School poll dropped today.
Here's a couple of interesting tidbits. Crudy's takeaways. Favorable, unfavorable ratings. And they've looked at a few prominent state politicians. Tony Evers, he's a net positive. Ron Johnson, less so. Yeah. Rojo, a bit underwater in this poll. What is it here? Rojo, minus 12. 38 favorable, 50 unfavorable. But Robin Vostam.
Oh, man, that's not great. He has a favorable rating, Crudy, of 14?
And an unfavorable
35.
So a lot of people don't know who the hell he is, but apparently, half the population. Come
on, man. The guy's only the most powerful, longest-serving Wisconsin Assembly member ever. We don't know who
Speaker.
Robin is.
Speaker.
Speaker, thank you.
Well,
Speaker.
To know him, to not like him, Dom.
Apparently by, what? 14%. If you know Robin Voss, 14 out of 100 of you like him.
Tony Evers, 51% favorable, 43% unfavorable.
Yeah,
plus eight. So the top line, though, the presidential horse race. And, you know, we're still how many months out, Dom?
A few.
But four, a little over four. 4 months out. So this snapshot is getting a little clearer, a little more in focus. And it's still a dead heat between Biden and Trump here in the state of Wisconsin. And this is one of the handfuls of states nationwide that even matter. No offense to California, no offense to Oklahoma. A lot of states don't matter. Electorally, they're already in a column. They're already red or blue.
California's not going for Trump. Not going to happen.
I won California if it weren't for all the illegals voting.
So you take the electoral votes there, throw them in a slot. And there's lots of states like that. They're going to go red. They're going to go blue. That's just how it is. You know, there's not going to be a whole lot of shock there, probably. So it's down to the swing states then. And Wisconsin being one of the most important swing states because, you know, I live here. And Joe Biden, according to the Marquette University Law School poll, leading Donald Trump 51-49, although within the 4%+ margin of error.
Dom, you know who else is leading right now? The unbeatable Tammy Baldwin. And I'm not saying someone could beat her. Someone, perhaps, on this planet could beat her. But it's not going to be Laguna Beach millionaire Eric Hovde.
Why not? Apparently, he wants more debates, Crudy. Remember we talked about the other day, Tammy Baldwin and Hovde are going to have a debate sometime in October. I saw some headlines that Eric would like to have more. I want more debates.
Well, I would encourage more than one Friday night up against high school football in October. Yes. That doesn't seem sufficient. Dom, I do have a little news on Mr. Hovde.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Wiz Dems bringing to our attention, you know, this guy has not shown himself to be a stellar candidate. And there's more sticking his foot in his mouth. Perhaps, maybe heartfelt. What they're saying. Eric Hovde says he's familiar with black culture because he visited Africa and he runs homeless shelters. Dateline Madison yesterday, the Washington Post reported on comments from Eric Hovde made about the black community during an interview with the Truth Radio, Dom. Hurts me to say the frequency I helped build that one.
Yeah, I vaguely remember that one.
Now, he went on the Truth on Juneteenth, Dom. I mean, that's playing it bold. Hovde suggested he understands black culture because he spent time in Africa and runs homeless shelters for abandoned kids there. These comments come as Hovde faces increasing scrutiny for repeatedly insulting Wisconsinites, including Hovde blaming single mothers for societal problems and other racist stereotypes that...
What? I thought it was the rock and roll and Elvis shaking the hips, but apparently not.
And other using racist stereotypes that demonize black women. Now, I would point out, the Truth is black talk radio, is it not? That's what it's supposed to be. NOV and The Truth are the two black talk outlets in Milwaukee. Yeah. Candidate Hovde going big, going on The Truth on Juneteenth. Now, I have invited the candidate on this fine program a couple times. We know his guy, Ben. What's up, Ben? I know you're listening, Ben. Anyways, another day, another example of Eric Hovde insulting the people of Wisconsin, according to Eric Volk, Democratic Party of Wisconsin Rapid Response Director. We'll have DPW Chair Ben Wickler on the big pre-debate show tomorrow about 4:30, Dom. A little bit more, Republican Eric Hovde, who is running for Senate in Wisconsin, said he's familiar with black culture because he spent a lot of time in Africa and because he runs homeless shelters for the abandoned kids. So host Ben Hooks asked Hovde if there's anything he's going to take away from this. You didn't know about black culture before that. You know of today. And that was his response. Look, I've spent a lot of time in black culture. I've spent a lot of time in places like Africa because I have homeless shelters for abandoned kids and rescuing kids out of the streets. And I've been involved in schooling and charter schools and things of that nature. You know, Dom, things of that nature. During the interview, Hovde noted that he was the first time he participated in a Juneteenth celebration and acknowledged he didn't know much about the holiday, which has come to symbolize the end of slavery in the United States until about a decade ago. I would point out, in Milwaukee, The Truth is based in Milwaukee, the talk radio outlet that he went on Juneteenth. Milwaukee's been running Juneteenth celebrations for like 50 years straight. I think like Milwaukee and Galveston, Texas are like the two U.S. cities that always celebrate Juneteenth. Maybe if Hovde lived in Wisconsin, he'd know that. Maybe he does know that because, you know, he visited Africa quite a bit, Dom, and he's got a homeless shelter for kids. You know, he's good with the homeless kids in Africa. Folks, where
he's trailing Tammy Baldwin. By the way.
Oh, Curtis. That's a shocker. It's rigged poll. Hovde's got to be up by dozens. I would guess. Or not. More Devil's Advocates. Join us. 844-967-2789.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. Go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
Mother Nature has not been showing favor for Wisconsin farmers. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. I may be stating the obvious, but I'll tell you what. On Saturday evening, June 22nd, McFarland Pheasant Farm in Janesville, Wisconsin, the largest pheasant and partridge operation in North America, was hit square on with an F2 tornado. Bill McFarland, owner and operator of McFarland Pheasants, explained some of the damage caused.
We have about 200 acres of pens on our farm, and 16 of the acres, the pens were basically gone. I mean, when we looked Sunday, they were just completely ripped to nothing. So we had a lot ahead of us to take control, not only to see how many birds were killed or dead, but all the escapes we had. We had a lot of pheasants and partridges saying, "Yeehaw, I can get out of here," and they did. They were all over the place, and they still are today. There's still a bunch of them out.
Bill McFarland, McFarland Pheasants, aside from those net acres that they lost in the tornado, four of their major producing barns, 15,000 square foot each, housing 40,000 birds per barn, also collapsed. McFarland says they continue to try to gather the escape birds as best they can, but now those birds have to be quarantined in a separate facility because of their exposure to wild birds and potential avian influenza. Despite all the setbacks, McFarland says they will rebuild, and all of their customers that are looking for birds later this fall will be served.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Dan Sheps?
Harv Extra has been very consistent on our test results from first crop through fourth crop. The higher quality has allowed us to feed more alfalfa haylage in our diet, and cows are able to have a higher intake with a higher quality forage.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Riley Lepenka?
Making hay has changed so much now with Harv Extra alfalfa. You don't have to be tied down to a certain cutting window. That saves us a lot of headache, a lot of cost, wear and tear on machinery, you name it. I don't see any farm that it wouldn't work. Any kind of operation, if you have 10 cows, 10,000, it doesn't matter.
What does life on the cutting edge mean for alfalfa growers? Flexibility, yield, or quality? Harv Extra alfalfa with Roundup Ready technology gives you an extra edge every time you harvest. Hear grower stories at harvextra.com.
And for the first time in more than a decade, Wisconsin is playing host to the National Brown Swiss Convention. It starts today and runs through Saturday evening at the KI Convention Center in Green Bay. They'll conclude Saturday evening with their national convention sale. Welcome. I'm PM Yonke.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny, slightly muggy, and much warmer. As highs today climb to the mid-80s. Turning partly cloudy for tomorrow, shots of showers and thunderstorms swing through the state, especially into the evening. And rainfall totals could be high. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 84 degrees at our studios.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
It is one of the most important business decisions you will make, selling your commercial building. It should involve making a plan to maximize your sale price through effective and responsive marketing. Your plan should also include a clear understanding of tax consequences. You need the professionals at Altus Commercial Real Estate to guide your success. Experience and responsive professionals make all the difference. Make your plan to sell. Call Altus Commercial Real Estate today at 608-338-1101.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, hope you're having a great 4th of July weekend. A couple of special shows and then back live on the road to Trigby Olson. What makes Wisconsin great? We'll see you then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising. The Devil's Advocates.
Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a whopper of a Wednesday edition. It is debate eve, party eve, although this is always a political party done properly, and you can play a part. 844-967-2789. One more thought from Eric Hudvey. He pledged he would return for future Juneteenth, Tom, because I like to party. I like dancing. I like food. He seems like a real partier, this guy.
I like to party. I like dancing. I like food, too. And I like celebrating freedom with all of our friends.
Tomorrow.
The Marquette University Law School poll.
No, let me self-promote for just a moment longer, because we're pivoting off the party to tomorrow night's party. Just in case you're unaware, tomorrow night, a big party. Dobbs coming to town. It must be a big party at the Barrymore Theater. It kicks off at 7 o'clock. I've got news to announce about the party, Dom. We're going to start with the musical stylings of Tom Castle. Our buddy Tom is going to play some tunes, and then we're doing a panel discussion, if you hadn't heard, not just the Devils, not just Maggie Dawn, but also Pollster Extraordinaire. Come out and meet Charles Franklin. He'll be on the air with us at 5:30 today, and he'll be on the panel tomorrow giving us insights. So come on down. It's free. Bring some cash for the bar, or at least bring your cash card and get some cash, because beer costs cash. And otherwise, have a great time. The debate will play at 8, and commiserating, fun to be had by all. You're welcome. Come on down. Have a good time. Now, please continue, Dem. I'm sorry to interrupt. I'm so rude.
The Marquette University Law School poll and Charles Franklin going to be our guest at 5:30. So you only have a couple more hours. Stick around. You have your assignment. We have commandments, Crudy. You must listen to the Devil's Advocates 3 hours every day, Monday through Friday.
That's number one on the 15 commandments.
You listen on the weekend. But here's the final numbers, at least regarding this particular poll, with Hovde and Baldwin. Among both registered and likely voters, 52% said they backed Baldwin, while 47% supported Hovde.
Do you remember?
Now that 5-point swing is barely outside of the 4.9% margin of error.
I'd say it's closer to 9 than 5. You know, if the margin, I think it's stretching to a bigger lead.
Right.
Do you remember when your girl, Aaliyah Vukmer?
Vukmer?
Nurse Ratched, as I'd like to call her. And she got crushed by Tammy. She lost
more
to Tammy. 10.6, something like that. Tammy beat Tommy Thompson. And people used to think Tommy was unbeatable. Well, he beat Eric Hudvey's ass. Tommy did in the primary. But then Tammy beat Tommy in 2012. And the newest Dom, as you mentioned, Hudvey is pushing for more debates, but there's comments as well. Apparently he thinks Tammy's ducking the voters of Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah. Hey, at least she's in Wisconsin, Eric.
Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin and Republican businessman Eric Hudvey don't agree on much anything, including how many debates they should participate in ahead of the November 5th election. Now, remember, Tammy is up in the polls. And if you're up, you don't really need to have lots of debates, do you?
You don't need to punch down, do you?
The Wisconsin Broadcasters Association Foundation announced Monday that the candidates will square off on October 18th. That's 4 months from now, Dom, which will take place on WMTV-TV in Madison and will be televised and broadcast on the radio throughout the state. I feel quite confident civic media will make some effort to play that. Now, Hudvey, banking and real estate mogul, I think he does a little porn on the side. At least that's what the mustache would seem to indicate to him. He has also agreed to participate in debates hosted by Milwaukee's WISN-TV and Green Bay's WFRV-TV. And asked whether Baldwin is considered agreeing to other debates, a campaign spokesperson said, Tammy is looking forward to debating Eric Hudvey at the WBA debate, which will air in every media market across the state this fall. Basically, whatever we want to do, Meanwhile, she'll keep doing what she's always done as Wisconsin senator, showing up in red, blue, and purple urban, suburban, and rural communities, listening to working people, and taking their voices to Washington. That according to Andrew Mamo. That's a new last name to me, Andrew. I'm sorry. In a statement, Hudvey called on Baldwin to participate in all three proposed debates. Yeah, lots of stuff I asked Dom to do. I'm lucky if I get one out of three yeses.
Yeah, good luck. Hey, it doesn't hurt to ask.
Here's what the Hudvey campaign says, Dom. The people of Wisconsin deserve to hear about the choice they have in the Senate election this fall, and I call on Senator Baldwin to agree to debate across Wisconsin to explain her record as a career politician responsible for higher inflation and open borders. I'm happy to contrast that with my background as a California rich guy. No, as a political outsider who will get things done. Yeah. And who will put Wisconsin ahead of special interest.
You've been trying to get on the inside for years now.
He is a special interest. You own banks, sir. You are literally a special interest. Now, as mentioned, Dom, Hudvey finished close second to Tommy in 2012, considered running in 18. And here is what's being said now. Senator Baldwin was happy to support the Biden agenda every step of the way in Washington, but now that it led to inflation, open borders, and a drug epidemic in Wisconsin, she's ducking the voters that will ultimately hold her accountable. Tammy's in the state constantly campaigning. She didn't have to mail it in every sixth year. You know what I'm saying? She actually lives here. It's gives her an advantage, let's just say, Eric. But anyways, he continues whining. It is shameful and cowardly, but just the kind of thing to expect from a career politician that is sold out to special interest and is not fit for Wisconsin anymore. Not like your special interest. You are literally the human embodiment of special interest.
Crudy, Baldwin is viewed favorably by 45% of voters, down from 47% in April. Unfavorably by 44%, up from 42% in April. 11% have no opinion. So 45, 47. So she's favorable. Her favorability is down by 2, unfavorability up by 2. Hovde, viewed favorably by 23% of voters, up from 19. So he's plus 4 in the favorability from April. However, he is now viewed unfavorably by 32%, up from 24% in April. So as you get to know Eric, the less you like him. The percentage of voters with no opinion on Hovde gone down to 44% from 56. So people are recognizing that stash. But the more they see, the less they like, according to the new Marquette polling.
Well, even the great debate he had this week, should he or shouldn't he shave the stash? Done with all the dynamics of, like, watching paint dry.
It's rigged. It's rigged. I'd like to see I want a recount of the vote of whether or not Eric Hovde should or should not shave his mustache. I want to know who's in charge of counting those votes. I want to know
the mustache.
I want to know who they voted for, who they contributed to. I don't want, rigged election officials determining whether or not Eric Hovde should keep his mustache. It's rigged, I tell you.
And if he does not relinquish the full analytics to us,
yes,
in 15 minutes or less, he's a complete and utter coward.
Yes, total coward. Loser. But what do you expect from a mustache like that?
Or you could join us on the air. I mean, if you're going to the truth and claiming you know a lot about black culture because you've been to Africa, what's the harm in coming on the Devil's Advocates?
Don't forget the homeless shelters, because apparently that's all the black people, where the black people live, according to Hovde.
Well, I would not have thought to ask candidate Hovde, what's your experience with the black culture, but in that it was the truth and it was Juneteenth, seemed appropriate, probably. Sure. He's pandering. I would have asked him, got any hot sauce in your purse?
I do love me some Cholula, man. I'm not lying.
So, Dom, we're going to turn it up a bit. We got a former Republican firebrand joining us at the top of the 4 o'clock hour. And our attention, I think, eventually, Dom, should turn to the big debate. Are you excited? I mean, at least for the party. I know you don't care. You could read the transcripts. I know. Yeah, you've got a history of non-attendance.
Me and Humpty, man, we like to party. We like to eat, you know.
Dancing. We
like to dance. You know, I'm just like Eric Humpty without the mustache. You know, I've been thinking about one
by tomorrow. I've seen you.
It is quite a thing. It kind of takes over. I got to tell you, this thing. I really have very little of an upper lip. I get it from my grandfather, my dad. No upper lip, man. Stiff upper lip, perhaps. So it's like all mustache. It's just bleh. It's all mustache. It's a little much. I think it kind of hurts my hips because it alters my gait when I walk.
You and Hudvey both.
You know. Will Donald Trump show up? You know.
Tomorrow? Looks like are it. You still I mean, playing we'll, that we'll, angle? You we'll gonna see. Get this one absolutely wrong,
until,
Dominic?
Until he does, there's a chance that he doesn't.
You know who else is playing that angle?
Who's that?
Steve at the Barrymore Theater. Griefing me. Late last night, I get this email from Steve. What's your plan when Trump doesn't show up? I'm thinking we party rain or shine.
Hey, that's right, baby. That's what I'm talking about.
It's not a fair weather party. It's a devil's advocates party.
Party, man. It's a political party. It goes on. No matter what, at least that's what we decided. But it was a question. And we'll have that answer tomorrow.
And I suspect Trump at this late hour, if he was going to back out, he would have been backing out instead of building up Joe Biden as a debater. You know, obviously he's trying to cast expectations.
I'm not clear that he would have done anything more than he's already done if he were to back out. He's had all the circuits out there saying, Joe's on performance enhancing drugs. Oh, he's going to be on cocaine. And
checked up just Joe.
On purpose. What else other than actually not showing up? He has laid all that seed cord down for not showing up.
But he will be there. Tomorrow. Okay. This will be the most important political party of your lifetime. Most important political debate, perhaps, of your lifetime. Because I don't even know if there'll be any more debates. This could be a one and done. I know they signed up for a September 10th event, I believe. But.
You mean between Biden and Trump or like in the history of America going forward? Because if Trump wins, then he'll be a dictator for a day and that's all you need. There will be no debates. You do not debate the great leader.
I'm not clear. And it, you know, it seems strange to me that, you know, Trump's going to be a dictator for a day, but then he's going to give all the power back, right?
Yeah.
And Sean Hannity and the others. Oh, the lefties, they harangued Trump because he said dictator for a day. I'm thinking he said it to you, Hannity, but.
Well, not only said it to him. Think about how he is. Hannity was leading Trump. He was, hey, you're not going to be a dictator, are you, sir? You would never do
just
something
on day
like that,
one.
Right? Trump cannot even take the hand given to him by the sycophants at Fox News. He still must be Donald Trump. Well, I'll be a dictator. You know, for a day. He can't, even when it's Hannity or any of the other anchors that allow him, that give him, hey, they lead him on the question. Here, Trump, you're not. He couldn't do that in court. Objection, Your Honor. Can't even do that. Trump doesn't even have the mentality to do that.
Because he's too truthful? Nah, I can hear Rich laughing in the booth right now. Through the wall. Apparently that inspired a reaction. But I've often said, Dom, here on the radio with you, the truth ultimately outs. Like if I got a burr under my saddle or something,
yeah,
it's coming out eventually. The truth
right, sooner or later, man,
will come out.
Good, come, bad, or indifferent.
Come back. Call us now or Prudy will be highly agitated. 844-967-2789.
Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show. Hey, Darcy, I just saw the perfect house. Can you help me write an offer on it?
I'd be happy to, Brian. Did you see it at an open house?
No, I just called the sign and had the agent show it to me. Right. I didn't want to bug you.
Right. How many times have you heard me say don't call the sign?
All of them.
You called the agent working for the seller, and once you see the property with that agent, I'm no longer free to write an offer on it.
So?
You need to hire us from the beginning, help you find the right home, negotiate on your behalf, and protect your interests all the way through the process, and it shouldn't cost you a dime.
Solidarity Realty. They're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Find them at SolidarityRealty.com.
Do you like Delta 8? It'd be cooler if you did. We proudly announced the Devil's Advocates have partnered with Herbal Aspect to bring your newest Delta 8 favorites, Devil's Gummies, exclusively at HerbalAspect.com. Legal for consumption by adults, they may be mailed directly to your home. Always use Devil Radio at checkout to let Herbal Aspect know where you heard them. Order today for delivery. Devil's Gummies and Devil Radio exclusive specials only from HerbalAspect.com. Code Devil Radio.
This is Chad Spate for Chad's Design Build. We're proud to employ some of the best carpenters and remodeling professionals in our industry. Are you honest and hardworking? Do you love to improve people's lives by improving their homes? Chad's Design Build offers excellent compensation and benefits focused on outstanding customer service, professional design, construction management, and craftsmanship, all in a nurturing, positive workplace. Whether you're thinking about remodeling your home or considering joining our team, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
DevilRadioSwag.com. You've asked for it for over a decade. We've finally gotten off our dead ass and responded. DevilRadioSwag.com. T-shirt and Dom's favorite slimming black, white, or gray. DevilRadioSwag.com. Crew necks, hoodies, coffee mugs, exclusive merchandise of the greatest radio show ever. Only at the DevilRadioSwag.com. Because we got bills, too.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matinair on Air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
I don't know if you know the Devil's Advocates, but the show is kind of a big deal.
Thank you for listening to the Devil Radio Show. Phone lines are open and going there shortly at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I see there's a coup underway in Bolivia. Now, if it's unsuccessful, I wonder if they'll find their own Merrick Garland to prosecute the coup undertakers like in 4 to 6 years. You know, maybe after they've undertaken another Bolivian coup. I'm just looking for parallels from our own history, if you know what I'm saying. Oh, one other quick note, and 844-967-2789, that is the political party line. You know who did win last night in her own primary, and it was a tough affair, apparently? Lauren Boebert. You know, Miss Beetlejuice?
Yeah, yeah.
She carpet-bagged her way into a new district. And then she won the primary, the Republican primary.
And but that primary had like 6-7 people in it, man. And she did not win over 50%, but she did win against all the others.
Well, and then she showed up in her party shoes last night, Dom. Her Trump party shoes. Let me read.
Does she have the sneakers? Does she have the gold sneakers?
Hold on. Rep Lauren Boebert, Republican from Colorado, celebrated her Republican primary win in full MAGA regalia, but she admitted her Trump sneakers were knockoffs when she spray painted a pair of Nikes in the driveway.
You knock off the knockoffs? What are you telling me?
The Colorado Republican knocked off 5 contenders for the state's 4th Congressional District GOP nomination. And the Donald Trump ally took the stage at her victory party Tuesday night wearing a white Make America Great Again hat with Trump's signature across the bill and a pair of gold sneakers that she said were dupes of the former president's limited edition shoes, reported Westward. These are very China, but I'm okay with that, Boebert said laughing. If I could have bought the OGs, I would have. You could have, you're just too cheap. Now, Dom, the originals have already sold out, apparently, according to gettrumpsneakers.com. and remain on pre-order status with an estimated shipping date sometime next month. You know, so if you want the real Trump sneakers and you don't want to have to gold spray paint some Nikes, a little bit more, Trump announced the launch of 1,000 custom limited edition Never Surrender high tops, which are reflective gold and feature American flag uppers with metallic stars on the back and a T in Boston leather at SneakerCon in February in Philadelphia. And you know who else is sporting the Trump sneakers today, Dom?
I do not.
Lots of stories of Trump sneakers. Apparently the Stolen Valor, the newest Stolen Valor Republican, well, he's ditched the not earned green beret pen.
Oh, he took the pen off. Okay. Okay. Gotcha.
And he showed up in Trump sneakers. Only I suspect the real kind. He just stole them from a guy.
I mean, maybe not.
The Stolen Valor Republican ditches honorary pen and dons Trump gold sneakers instead. And a stogie in the photograph. He's got a stogie, Dom. House Republican accused of stolen valor for donning a Special Forces award he didn't earn has dropped the pen and picked up a pair of gold Trump sneakers instead. You know, when you are a complete and utter fraud and you want to show the world, get you some Trump sneakers.
Well, I wonder if he got the extra option to help soften the bone spurs. It might be an extra $100.
Rep. Troy Neals, Republican from Texas, explained to reporters he made the decision because you guys are vultures. What?
it's all your fault because you mocked me for stolen valor?
Now that I don't wear that, what are you going to talk to me about? Said Neals, who reportedly also wearing a tie of former President Donald Trump hugging the American flag. You guys are going to be bored out of your minds. Trump has repeatedly hugged and even kissed the American flag at conservative political action committee events, conference events, first in 2019. And as recently as this February, he's got a bit of a flag fetish.
Yep.
The former president's golden sneaker line dropped in February, Dom. The same month, a New York civil court judge found him liable for $464 million in fraud damages. While the sneakers, $399 a pair. That's too rich for Lauren Boebert's blood, apparently. The Never Surrender sneakers are now being offered at a 75% discount. And ties with pictures of Trump hugging the American flag retail at $37. Is that what true loyalty is worth to you, Congressman? $37 and some discount sneakers? Why, if the sneakers are now 75% off, couldn't Lauren Boebert have gotten herself some authentic Trump sneakers? Stolen her own valor.
She wanted them when she wanted them, man.
But she couldn't get them, so she got out a can of spray paint, did a little huffing, and then painted some Nikes. I mean, vaping, I forget. Huffing, vaping, you know, similar but slightly different. Damn, we got a fine guest joining us next. Former Republican Congressman Joe Walsh. He's a Chi-Town guy, and he ran for president against Donald Trump. Never Trumper. I wonder how he would be preparing for the debate. Maybe tussling with you. And the airwaves. Certainly not Twitter. You'd have to follow us for that. Come back, more Devil's Advocates. Follow us on Twitter at Devil Radio. If you don't, Dom gets sort of butthurt.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, it is the 4th of July. We are off, but we do have a specially curated best of special for you tomorrow. I hope you'll join us.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Wisconsin summers are too short, so this year we decided to make the most of it. Crudy called Go Landscaping, and Cody and his team will take it from here. Go Landscaping can bring your jungle under control or create the lasting outdoor living space you've always dreamed about. Specializing in stone and paver construction, Go Landscaping are the landscaping pros you need. Do what Crudy did. Call Cody at Go Landscaping today to get started. 608-807-9245.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.